Luke recording. Okay. So again, so what we're saying is that Arusa has no right, even though the Brisa has a pasuk that allows the Nesua to separate, and Arusa cannot separate. That's what the Mishnah means. Frek the Brisa. You're giving a wife rishus to take truma. Maybe the Brisa means to give her rishus that she can eat meiser. How do you know? Or take eat truma. By eat meiser or truma. Zakti Gemara Amen. Truma chamura echeles meiser kauli koshke. We're talking about taking truma's meiser. Maybe it means that she can eat meiser rishon. The answer is an arusa and the suah can eat truma. So why shouldn't she be able to eat meiser rishon? I don't need a pasuk to permit a wife to eat meiser rishon. Obviously, the pasuk is giving her permission to take the truma's meiser. Right? So what we're saying is as follows. There's a pasuk that equates the husband and his wife. That equation of the husband and his wife is not necessary to allow to eat meiser. Even if you hold like a mayor, we know a wife can eat truma. So what do we need a pasuk to say a wife can eat meiser rishon? We would treat meiser rishon more severe than truma. So that extra pasuk that equates the husband and the wife is to give the wife separation rights. That she can take his meiser and separate truma's meiser from it. That is limited to a nesua. The Mishnah is saying an arusa doesn't have those rights. That's what the Mishnah means. Nothing to do with eating. You can go like Rabbanan, that she can eat meiser. There's nothing wrong with a czar eating meiser. All the Mishnah says is the rights of separating don't exist by an arusa.
Because she's not based, included in
Beis Chem? She's not Beis Chem. Beis Chem is marriage. Rashi. Such Rashi, my end in a chalas the cutting kula masnis the gabi meiser, and in the center of the shush the shmucha litra meiser shal ani, or so aris, with the army man of trumas meiser. She cannot appoint an agent. The avalik in terms of lemidas is like doing it without permission. The chal to meiser b'chol mokim atamu beis chem. Hishma akas of ishtar loy. The Torah equates a wife to the husband. We met a basi shon the suwa lalei. Something about it. Marbury Gravana Amar, a different shot. But go back to the original shot. The Mishnah means, like Reb Meir, that a Israelis cannot eat Meiser. So according to Marbury Gravana, back to the first shot. The problem was, what did it mean at the end of the Mishnah when it talked about Batskayan Lady, Batslady Lakayan? Right? They can eat Meiser. So what did the Mishnah mean at the end? So Marbury Gravana Amar, Leimer Sheikhokil Meiser Bebeis HaGramas. The end is a different thing than the beginning. When the beginning says not eating, it means not eating literally. Because she's a czar. She's Yisraelis. Or she's married to Yisrael. She can't eat meiser. The end of the Mishnah, when it says lo yisoichol, doesn't mean lo yisoichol. It means when she goes out to the field and says, can you give me the meiser rishon? People should not give her the meiser rishon. Even though she's an arusa lelevi, and there's no answer to eat it. We don't give her the miserition. She's not to get the miserition. People shouldn't give it to the Arusa. Whether she's a Baskayan, whether she's a Baslevi, makes no difference. She has all the right to eat it. But you don't give her the miserition. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Marbe Dragon Amar, we'll see in a minute. We'll see in a second.
You're not
question of Yaitza. Don't do it. Rabbinically, don't do it. Biblically, you are Yaitza. Because she's taking it for her aris. She's not taking it for herself. She's picking it up. No, he's Yaitza in the midst of giving my submission to the lady.
He's really separated.
No, he has to get it in the midst of it, give it to the lady. He is fulfilling that by giving it to her. We haven't done the Gemara yet. The Rabbanan stepped in and said, don't do it. But this is only the end of the Mishnah. Again, the beginning of the Mishnah goes back to Reb Meir. That means a Yisraelis cannot eat Meiser. But at the end of the Mishnah, talking about Batskayan and Batslevi, they can eat Meiser. It means, do not give it to them rabbinically. Frak the Gemara. This is a machlokes in the 11th perek. Why we don't give an arusa truma a meiser in the field? And one man the other says that we don't want a woman alone with a man. And out in the field, there's not people. And therefore, if she goes to collect it, they'll be alone. And we don't want them alone. Therefore, do not give it to a woman, which means women won't go out there to collect it. That makes sense. According to one man the other, the reason we don't do it is she might not be married to the guy anymore. You know, she comes to collect. She might come to collect after she got divorced. And if she comes to collect after she got divorced, she has no right for truma. She's no longer married to the kayak. Now that makes sense by truma, because she's not allowed to eat it after the divorce. But by meiser, he gave it to her. I mean, this making zera because she might come as a grusha, there's no issue for her to eat it. You might be giving it to the wrong person, because she might be, what's her name again? She might not be married to the lady anymore. But on the other hand, she's allowed to eat it. So what's wrong? Give it. So when you make it zero, because you might give it to the wrong person. Grusha bas levi, he lo echlo b'meiser. Sorry, it's supposed to be grusha bas. Yeah, that's what it just is. Or tamer grusha bas kaimi lo echlo b'truma. If she's a bas kaim, we don't give it to her. Even though she's divorced, she goes back and eats truma. Elin zera b'shem grusha bas yisrael. You're right. If she's a bas levi, or she's a bas kaim, we wouldn't make it zero. What we're afraid of is she's Yisraelis. She was married to a lady, and she came and got it. Now she's divorced. She has no right to get it. So he said, don't give it to any woman. Because even if she's a bas kayin, or even if she's a bas lady, because her contemporary bas yisrael cannot collect out there, because we don't know, she will never have proof that she got divorced or married. So therefore, don't give it to any lady. That has nothing to do with Moretha. Even a married woman you don't give it to. She might get divorced. I didn't try to raise Moretha, starting on the safe of Moretha. You're right. The end of the Mishnah is saying, never give your true more Maisha to a woman. End of story. I said Moretha, because we were talking about Erison in the beginning of the Mishnah, we said Erison at the end of the Mishnah. But the end of the Mishnah's halacha is a totally separate halacha. First part of the Mishnah said is Israelis can't eat Maisha. The second part of the Mishnah said, don't give your Maiser Truma to a woman, either because of Yichud or because she might be divorced. And if she's a Bas Yisrael, she can't eat it, so therefore we don't give it to any lady. End of story. Yes, Harvey.
What is this explanation? Can the lady not send the Shriah out to pick up his husband? Male. For fear that the Shriah might be.
Maybe. I don't know the answer. It's probably in the 11th parak, but I don't know.
It just seems like a problematic distribution. If I have to go myself, I can't send somebody to pick up a...
See, the problem is, even without this, there's a problem of sending someone. The guy doesn't know if he's giving it to the lady or not.
Well, he has a badge that says, I represent the lady as well. I'm wondering if the issue is eating as opposed to some food, isn't it an issue?
And it could be, it's true. I mean, it's the lady's job to go get it. If he wants it. The Israel has to give it to a lady.
A lot of being going out and getting a lot of things personally. They have jobs. I mean, it seems...
Again. I'm sorry? You make a king here, John Liz Pitty, go but base of runners. I don't know. Rashi.
Should she have permission or not? It's nothing to do with whether that her fiance should be called that.
No, I don't do permission. We just don't give it to women. We'll never know their status next year. I mean, according to Army, you can wear a badge. I'm a married lady. Again. How do you get them?
She can't do anything for her husband. If you
she can cook for him supper.
The sewer can do everything.
No. The sewer can't get too much. Can't get this. Is basically the one at the end of the day says even the sewer can't. You missed the last two lines.
Why?
Because we're afraid she'll be divorced the next year and come back and get it. Rashi. My baby David Amar Loim is a chokim of Baisa Baisa Grana. So the Yichud Amar Domishim Yichud. Just quoting the Gemara. The Amar Domishim Grusha Grusha Baslavi Milach of a Baisa. The man Grusha Baslavi Milach of a Tumor Zemishim Grusha Baisa Shav. Okay, Parish Grusha. Raisa could the Kimna Bakilo. Going back to the first chat, Bakilo Mamas. Remeir. The Seva Baslavi Lakayan Baskayan Lalevi the Tunnel of the Baisa. Loim is a chokim of Baisa Baisa Grana's Boy Baila. Don't give her Baisa Baisa Grana's without her husband. We don't give it out there. Fine. We're afraid she might divorce her and she's no longer eligible to eat truma. We don't give her meister. My cousin is a rabbanah. The Gemara does not seem to be concerned by the fact that he might give it to the wrong person. The Gemara is more concerned that the wrong person might eat it. And the question is, which is a bas kayin or a bas levi, she can eat meister anyway. The Meisters have asked to be Meister. Achinami prepared Meister in the 11th period. That's what Iker Sugi is. The Kani Ishay Chokim of Truma Lagairin. It says we don't give a woman Truma in the field. A machine in time of Mishum Grusha. We might plug Bain Batsisro, Lakayan, Batskayan, Lakayan. We didn't differentiate whether she's a Batsisro or a Batskayan. And the question is, do Grusha Batskayan be Lakayan with a Truma? Alexander Mishum Grusha Batsisro, it's insane. The Rashi, Mandagaris Ibcha the Matuk Maklal. The one whose guy is the opposite, that we were worried about Truma and bringing Meister later, doesn't make sense. The Ezra Matsi Parach Matruma the Matis and Tony Baskar and the Levi Lashenko Matruma. About the Shaprakar and Tony, the Ibsla Berisaha. The question was never about Truma, because we know in Arusa can't eat Truma by a Bas Kayan the Levi. The time of Labashim Timothy is Garishi, that has nothing to do with Garishi. We were only worried about the Meister, not about the Truma.
If the husband, she was sued to her husband, then her husband came in, but he died. So she's not allowed to have children.
Okay. Depends on this kid or not. I need to tell you, Rachel, I'm my restless. We got about healing mamas. I just want to spend one moment. Rashi brings the Gersa that had it the opposite way. The Gemara was not worried about why she can't eat Meister, why she can't get Meister. The Gemara says, why can't she pick up Truma? And Rashi says that was never a problem. The reason she can't pick up Truma is because she can't eat Truma if she's Muretis Lalevi. So, of course, she can't pick it up because she's not allowed to eat it at that point. The Gemara's problem was Meister, which she's allowed to eat. Why can't she pick it up? I didn't turn it racial Muretis, we got Achila Mamish, some Dapka Muretis. That's when Retzes got me Baskayin Yisroel, with a lady leading Truma. Baskayin who's met either more Retzes to a Yisroel or a lady for Truma. Or Baslavi Yisroel in your Meister. As we read in the Pasuk of Erison, the race is going like her mayor, that Erison makes her ineligible to eat Meister. The Gabi Bas Yisroel, Lakayin, with a lady. Or Baslavi, Lakayin, as we read in the Mukhila. Right? Bas Yisroel to a Kayin or a lady, or Baslavi to a Kayin cannot eat Truma. So it says the word Muretis, even though they're giving it in the field, has nothing to do with Ariston. It can be even by the sword. So at the end of the day, we have two pshatim in our Mishnah. Either our Mishnah is not even, is what chases this pshat, the Mishnah has nothing to do with eating. The Mishnah is talking about the right of an Arusa to authorize separating Trumas Meister. And the Mishnah is saying, Arusa has no right to authorize separation of Truma's Meister. So it's saying. And
why?
Nothing to do.
Why?
Because she's not a wife. She has no right on her own, independently, to authorize or to separate Truma's Meister. Because it's not hers.
That's why, okay.
If she's in a Suwa, she gets automatic rights. She becomes Beishlem, she gets automatic rights.
That's not really, is that fair? Meaning, what? Because a wife can give, if someone gives stuff to the house, a wife can say, here, I'm giving this. Is that her husband? Not his money.
Right. So that's the chiddush of Atamu Beishlem, that a woman has a right to separate the Trumas Meiser. It doesn't say she can give it to anybody. She can separate it off so she can eat the Meiser.
No, Trumas Meiser I'm talking about.
She can separate the Trumas Meiser. It doesn't say she gives it to anybody.
What did he say about eating? What's that opinion?
But in that opinion, Israelis can eat Meiser. It's not going like Rav Meir. Everybody can eat Meiser. The second is that we're going like Rav Meir. And the first part of the Mishnah is telling me about Yisrael cannot eat Meiser. And about Slavi Muretzifli, Yisrael cannot eat Meiser. The last part that talks about Slavi Lekayim, Baskayim Lelevi, can't eat Meiser, doesn't mean can't eat Meiser. It means to say she can't get Meiser out in the field. She cannot be the one to pick up Meiser. Because we're afraid she might either Yichud or because she might be a Grusha. Even though a grusha batskayin or batslavi you can eat it, but she, because we make it like plug, between a batskayin and a batsyishol, no woman should be out there collecting. Even the sua. Pashtas is the jerusha cause of atam abeishlem, not al shlichus.
Why is it then?
She's not fresh as college. Right. Right. How does that? There's the most person to the slice or make a chava. I don't know. I hear what your question is. I don't know the answer. Is it sleepless or not? I don't know. I don't know. Where's that Tysus? Nazir? Tysus. Hadar Abara. Okay, now we're going back to a whole new Shiloh. The mitzvah I'm giving, biblically, the mitzvah I'm giving Meister is to whom? Biblically. Now let me just give an introduction. There was a historical change. The Gemara is going to explain that when Ezra came up from Eretz Yisrael, from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, the Levium did not go along. The only Levium that went along were the Bali Mumim, those who had lost their thumbs in Babel. They refused to play Hamikdash music in Babel, the harps. And they had cut off their thumbs. I'm not going to get involved in that story. And therefore, they were the only Levium that went back with Ezra. Regular Levium did not go back with Ezra. Ezra was very upset that the Levium didn't come along, and he imposed a punishment upon them. Now, good question. You'll have to talk to them. I can't answer that question. They didn't go along. The Bnei Levi didn't go along. He had to go and back and sent for them the whole war. But they didn't go along. And because they didn't go along, he opposed the knots on Bnei Levi. So what happened was, there was a biblical law of who to give Meiser to, and then Ezra changed it. First part of this Gemara that we're going to is going to discuss the biblical law. And after we finish discussing the biblical law, we'll see what did Ezra do to change it. So there's going to be two sections. Part one, pre-Ezra. Part two, post-Ezra. Kadarabad. Truma Lakayan, my Sharisha Lalevi, Divra Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says biblically, the Torah says you give your Truma to the Kayan and you give your my Sharisha to the Lady. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, says, Lakayan. You give your my Sharisha to the Kayan, and the Gemara jumps and says, Lakayan, Beloy, Lalevi. The Pasik says, give it to the Lady. It means also you can give it to a kayan. So according to Blazim and Azariah, the biblical command to give Meiser it's either to a kayin or to a lady. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's only to the lady. You're not supposed to give your ma'aser mishum to a kayin. It doesn't belong to him. It only belongs to lady. My time with Rabbi Akiva. The pasuk discusses ma'aser, says, speak to the Levium. He goes to the Levium. The Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, the Esther Rabbah Mekainas, Nikru Kahanim Levium. 24 places in the Tanakh, it calls Kahanim Levium. So you're right. The pasuk says Malalviyah. It means Shevet Levi, which includes Kayan. So we see that the Torah refers to Kahanim Leviyah, the Navi. So therefore, the word Levi does not exclude a Kayan. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, when the Torah says give Maisha to the Leviyah, it means Shevet Levi, not Leviyah as opposed to Kahanim, but anybody that comes from Levi, including Kahanim.
That shows that they're equated.
Not to give to the same person. Pasuk says, all of them. Give it to the Leviyah. Again, Hekesh only works when there's no specific command to do differently. I don't have a chumash here. You have the pasuk there.
That pasuk
is given by Israel. Yeah. Anyway, so Elazar ben Azariah says that it means Kayan as well, because we see Kehanim and Levium, the Kehanim are referred to as Levium as well. Rabbi Akiva, Tachalim Batsis Amr. Rabbi Akiva says you can't say it over here. The Chsiv, Bachaltim Isa B'chol Mokum, Mishi Yachal Achal B'chol Mokum. The Pasuk says they can eat it anywhere. A Kayan can't eat it anywhere. Can't go to Beis HaKvaris. Says you eat it B'chol Mokum. Yachal Kayan, Shein Yachal Achal B'Beis HaKvaris. By writing, eat it anywhere, it's saying, you can eat it anywhere, means whoever you give the mice to can eat it anywhere. Kohen can't eat it anywhere. He's not allowed to walk into a cemetery. So obviously we're not talking about a Kohen.
So that's the only reason we know that Moshe was for
Levium? The pasuk says give it to Levium. How do I know it's exclusively for Levium?
Just from anywhere? That's how we know.
From the extra words, B'chol Mokum. It doesn't say a chal tavai se b'chol mokum by truma.
I'm wondering why we even need that. Why don't we say this isn't one of the instances where we call Kahanim Leviyah, because we're actually talking about them separately. The Torah speaks about them separately. Clearly not as a catch-all. They talk about Kohanim getting
truma. Again, everybody agrees that Kahanim are different than Leviyah. They're always different. The question is, when the Torah said Levium, did it mean to exclude Kehanim? Or it meant Truma goes only to Kehanim, and Maisha goes to anybody that comes from Shevet Levi?
In the circumstances, here, we have a pile of grain. This to Kehanim, according to the Torah, and this to Levium. Why would we now assume that Levium...
That's because you made up your mind that the Torah meant to give it to Levium. What if I told you the Torah said this to Kahanim, and this to anybody that comes from Shevet Levi? See, you translated Levium to mean Levium. Therefore... Again, because Kahanim are entitled to something Levium are not entitled to. But that doesn't mean Levium are entitled to something Kahanim are not entitled to. It just means kind of get an extra.
They're Levium plus.
Exactly. And Rabbi Akiva says you can't say that here. He says the homework, and we'll review this tomorrow. You have a wonderful day.